This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Moms are going to get celebrated.
Yes.
Very soon. This weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be all about mom. So we want to do the opposite. That's what we do here. We're going
to. Or you could, this could be a way of giving your mom a shout out. But also, you know, nudging her a little.
But in a negative way.
Yeah.
So we want bad mom stories.
Maybe out yourself being a bad mom.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
Yes. If you did something really bad, then you can, because I do remember one time when we did this, I remember a mom saying, it's that thing, T, I can relate to this, but you have nephews. Both of you guys have nephews. Like nieces and nephews, whatever. When your kid is quiet for a really long time, when that silence seeps in, you're like, wait.
It's been too long.
It's been too long since they did anything.
Yep.
So she just went running out and the kid was just sitting there happily, kind of hidden behind their recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he's just kind of playing hide and seek. And she was like, come out. And he came out and there's little tufts of fur coming out of his mouth. He had found like a dead mouse behind the
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Did she rush him to the emergency room?
It's not a good mom, Erica. It's a bad mom.
What
she
kid?
Covered it up, of course.
What kid just sticks a dead mouse in their mouth?
Little kids will put anything they find into their mouth. They just like, oh, look, ah, look, razor blades. Ah.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't have things down.
God.
And if they're little enough, they don't even have that like, oh, gross thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
It's like, ooh,
oh,
gross.
What's that? Bug, snake, dead mouse, anything.
So he kicked out a good chunk of the mouse. Like he had like spit it out. But that was enough of the mouse.
I can't go on with this conversation.
Trust me. We're about to have phone calls galore.
About dead mice?
No, just moms doing bad things. So who wants to out their mom first?
I'm happy to out my mom.
Your mom listens to the show.
Yeah. She's going to find this funny. Like in hindsight, it's funny.
Okay.
When I was a very little baby, we, you know how beaches often are overcast?
Sure.
Well, like they are.
Okay.
That's a known fact.
It is because I go to the beach for sun.
Right. But like in the mornings or in certain times of years, like May gray is a thing.
Okay.
So she took me and all my siblings, there are four of us total, to the beach and forgot to put a hat on my head. And forgot to sunscreen my head. I was a baby.
Oh.
The next day, I had blisters. She said my entire scalp blistered. And for about 6 months, she wondered if I would ever grow hair. And I can confirm today, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a wig. So I did.
Oh my God.
She was like, I'm the worst mother in the world. But think about it. She was chasing three other kids.
Yeah.
But what do you do for relief when your scalp is blistered?
I never asked her that.
That makes me very sad.
I know. But we laugh about it now because I grew hair and I'm like 90% fine.
Agree to
disagree.
There's
still the trauma you have to deal with.
All right. So are the rest of us going to out our moms as well?
I might out my wife.
Oh.
Okay.
Whoa.
Before he does that, we want to hear your bad mom story about yourself or your own mother or an adjacent mother. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
It's technically joint, but we're just focusing on the mom part of it today. Oh, so it's all her fault. We had an event. We were doing a Suite Life with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Where we used to go and we have a suite and go to a Nuggets game. Yeah. It was awesome. And so I'm like, hey, we're going. AHAC, you want to bring Leo, he had just been born.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so he was itty bitty. It was like his first NBA game. This is going to be awesome. So brought him in and we're in the lobby of Ball Arena and all of a sudden the drum line gets out there and starts banging on the drum
in the lobby
and it's the loudest sound I've ever heard. I'm like, this is awesome. And then I look over at my tiny, tiny baby with no
zero ear protection.
No ear protection at all.
Was he screaming?
He couldn't hear anything.
For probably days.
He didn't cheer at the game. He was just a huge buzzkill.
Dude, that's
the whole game. And then it was the whole game. We're all both just freaking out. I was like, we didn't even think about ear. And then every
haven't
time
you seen the pictures
like, light the cannon. And you're like, no. Everyone just relax.
Be quiet, please.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was the same as Erica's mom. I was like, we just didn't think. And then you're like, wow, what are we doing? Okay. What is she doing?
Yeah.
You know? I'm an idiot. Yeah. All right. You got to expect it from me.
Yeah, she's a terrible mom. Aaron?
I mean, so growing up, my mom used to work for Frontier, so we would fly standby. So it was my mom and me and my siblings, so three of us, and then my mom, four total, whatever. So flying standby, we would get separated all the time. It would be like one seat in the middle here, one seat in the aisle here.
That's
like
just happen.
Yeah.
Like on the plane, not separate planes.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes she would send my sister and my brother on the first plane. We'd catch the next one, meet you guys there. They were like,
just
12.
Sending. Yep. Yep. That's
it's probably
parenting.
The same location.
Yeah. We'll see. But that's the thing. We would get there and she, like, our trips were so quick. Like, to this day, we still take one day trips to California.
Okay.
But that means you really have to focus and, like, get it done. So the amount of times that she's up, four blocks away, three of us behind trying to keep up with her. Like, she did not
care. She abandoned
care.
You in cities.
Yeah.
She was trying to see the sights.
Yeah, every once in a while, she'd look back, make sure my sister had us. But, like, we'd be like, Cheryl!
She does call her mom by her
first
name.
Oh, you don't ever?
I say mom, too.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen Cheryl.
That's because it's in, like, big settings.
Mm-hmm. Anyone could be mom there.
Yeah, exactly. And she has hearing aids. She's deaf. So perfect.
To this day, you're always trying to find her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my mom's a saint, so I don't have anything wrong with her. So if you've...
Boo.
I will tell a mom story in a few minutes. But like, if you've got a bad mom or you are a bad mom, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bad moms.
Yeah.
And I was the only one who didn't slam my mom or whatever.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. TX still getting some calls, so I'll just tell. Aaron's heard the story more times than she. My mom, when I was young, I cut my leg and I got a staph infection. And so
gross.
They gave me penicillin. Turns out I'm allergic to it, much like you.
Twinsies.
So then what happens, and you've learned this probably, you've killed all of your gut bacteria. So you have to eat plain yogurt. You got to do a bunch of things to get your
probiotics. When you're allergic to something or when you're simply taking an antibiotic?
This was because I was allergic to it. They said it basically killed all my gut biome or whatever. So I had to eat all this plain yogurt and then put acidophilus in milk. So long story longer, my mom put the acidophilus in the milk. gives me a glass and puts it on my cereal and then sits down and I'm like, this tastes weird. And she's like, you just think it tastes weird because you know I put medicine in it. She made me drink that whole dang thing, eat a whole bowl of cereal with it. And then as she was putting the milk away, she took a whiff.
And it was spoiled.
Oh, it was spoiled enough that when she dumped it out, it looked like cottage cheese. It was like chunks.
The sound effect. Of,
yeah. Chunks of stuff falling out of the milk. So.
Did you get ill?
Oh, yeah. I'm already ill, but then I got more ill. So here's what happened then.
Oh,
that is why
you were literally sick from the staph infection.
Yes,
sorry, I called you mentally ill.
I was sick from the staph infection, sick from the penicillin, from the hives, and now I'm sick from drinking spoiled milk. Yeah. So that is why to this day, I don't eat whipped cream, sour cream, cream cheese. If it's white and creamy, I do not put it in my mouth.
Yep.
TX back. Let's take some calls. Alina?
Yay.
Bad mom.
Mom's a drug addict, so she stole all my clothes and toys growing up for drugs.
Oh my God, this turned fast.
We said one, two, go.
Real? She stole your toys and pawned them? Or
Sold them for drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, how much can you charge for a Hot Wheel? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It was also like the new clothes for school or Christmas.
Okay.
You know, like she kept all my she kept tags on everything and just jacked everything.
Wow.
When I went to move in with my dad when I was 13 and my brother was 12, we had a box of things between us, total. What? One box.
Wow. I'm sorry about that, Alina.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Real quick, Hack.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of we gonna stay here or are we gonna?
No.
We're gonna.
They're lighter than that.
Carol.
Yay.
Bad moms.
Yeah, my daughter was very athletic when she was about 8. She was in swimming, and we went golfing and bowling for Father's Day weekend. And she kept complaining she had a side ache, and I thought she just pulled a muscle. So I was kind of one of those moms that just said, rub some dirt on it type thing.
Oh, no.
And she ended up having E. coli.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out dirt doesn't work on that.
No.
No, it didn't.
How did you find out? Finally, it got bad enough. She was like, I'm in distress. And you took her to a hospital?
She had a really high temperature.
Yeah, there you go.
E. coli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how he said they were going to get better?
Lied.
Thank you, Carol. That's dark. Tim?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad moms.
All right. Well, she's a great mom now, but...
Oh, boy.
When we were kids, my mom, she was young. She was 14 when she had me, so I would say when I was 13 years old, she was 27, still having fun.
Okay.
Well... She decides to leave, and I'm like, hey, Mom, where are you going? And she goes, I'm going to the grocery store. It's like, oh, can I go? She goes, no. I'm like, why? Why can't I go? She's like, because I want to go by myself. So, all right. So I left it alone, and she shows up like 4 days later.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say hours.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
She comes back from the store, and I looked at her right away without even flinching, going, wow, where's all them groceries?
Okay.
Did she ever tell you the truth of where she went?
Yeah, she went out with a couple of friends and a boyfriend for several days.
Oh.
Yeah, like to Vegas okay. or
I'm glad Tim's here today.
Think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Tim. And I'm glad you got a better mom now. Hack?
You lied to us.
Selena.
Yay.
Yay. Bad mom. What do you got?
So my doctor told me to let my kids eat what I want them to eat, and they will starve until they're ready to eat.
Oh,
well, my son went 6 days without eating, and I kept calling the doctor, and they're like, just stick to your gut. Don't feed him. He'll be fine. Well, it turns out later that year, he was diagnosed with autism, and he has food sensitivity, and I should have just given in to him.
At least you know now.
Yeah.
The more you know.
I felt horrible starving my
child.
Yeah,
no.
You're not a bad mom. The doctor gave you bad advice.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's flip the script on this thing. Thank
this
you.
Bad doctors.
Thank you. You got maybe one more call before you don't have a job.
Okay.
I want you
Wait, don't
to do understand
that.
My stories. You asked for these stories.
I don't know what... I thought we were going to be a little more. And
yay.
Bad mom. Who'd your mom kill?
Yeah.
Well, so this was a long time ago. I was 2 years old. My sisters were a lot older than me. Uh-huh. And they wanted to go on a driving trip for 3 weeks to Washington, D.C., and they didn't want to take me. So my mom looked in the newspaper and got a complete stranger out of the newspaper to come to our house and take care of me for 3 weeks.
Just hired a rando
for 3 weeks?
Yep.
3 weeks. And I remember I still have a vision of her walking down the stairs, and she reminded me of like Granny from Beverly Hillbillies, but not cool at all. I mean, she was so strict and 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Do you hear Hack forcing a laugh to try to save it?
Hilarious. Kind of,
did you keep in touch with her?
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, she died. Wow.
Stop. Okay.
Well, all right. Thank you, Anne.
Come on, everybody.
Bro, Jacob.
Yay.
Bad mom, what do you got?
So I was riding my scooter in my neighborhood once, and I tripped on, like, I hit a pebble. And I fell and broke my arm.
Ooh.
And it was movie night, so my mom was at the grocery store. I was with my aunt. So my mom comes rushing home, and then she doesn't think I have a broken arm. So she sits me on the couch and gives me Tylenol for 2 hours. And then she finally takes me to the emergency room, and we find out it's fractured in two places.
I've heard of this before. Mm-hmm. Like, this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And... did your arm heal okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it healed pretty fast. They said it was pretty quick.
Right.
All right, yeah.
But now you get to be like, I told you so, Mom.
Yeah, on everything.
All right, the only way we're saving TX's job right now is to collectively laugh.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's tense in the studio today, so let's sing it out, shall we?
News.
There we go.
News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
TAC, I just had an idea, and I know you're the one who really likes to sing the news or nope theme.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the texters hate it.
I did post the video of us singing it, and people were saying, like, are you guys forced to sing it? You don't look very happy. Like,
and I think it feels more passionate than it looks.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I feel dialed in when we're singing it.
Okay.
But the video, we do not.
Is it bad? I didn't see the video.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, I gotta go watch it.
Yeah.
So here was my idea, Tiak. Uh-huh. What if we do news and they do news? Like, we're the basis, so we're like, news. And then you guys are like, no.
Can we acquire?
Yeah. What if we separate it?
We could do that.
You try it.
Are the texters gonna like that more?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Good evening. Breaking news, Elmo has been laid off.
You know this isn't true. Oh my God. Do I have to call a nope?
I think it's funny.
Wait, what's happening?
So Elmo posted on LinkedIn that he was laid off due to federal budget cuts. He's talking about what's going on with like the public media stuff or whatever. But it just made me laugh really hard because he was like, I'm going to miss Big Bird. I'm going to miss like Cookie. Didn't say anything about Rocco.
He hates Rocco.
It's Rocco. So funny.
The rock, yeah.
It's a friend.
Yeah.
No, there's like it's like a little rock. It's like a pet rock or something,
yeah,
right?
Rock, but
hold on, there's really a rock on Sesame Street now?
Mm-hmm. Rocco. It's okay. The memes between Elmo and Rocco, hilarious.
There's beef.
Okay, yeah.
So Elmo and Rocco are not good.
Right.
Okay. Will you do the real news story now? Sesame Street has come out and said, we didn't make that tweet. We didn't do it.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Almost definitely still on Sesame Street.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
It was just somebody like doing a parody account. Right,
he's 3 years old.
Speaking of legal stuff, Blake Lively is set to testify against Justin Baldoni.
Are you doing
Baldoni.
A second story?
You said to do the real story.
The other day.
You just said to do the real story.
I mean the real...
Oh, I didn't know that it wasn't real.
Either
so
way,
I went on to a news story.
I support Aaron.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
anyways.
Here's the next thing. Okay, here's your news story. Your news story is Blake Lively is going to...
testify, yeah.
Can I add on to that? Can
yes,
I piggyback?
Please.
Apparently, Justin Baldoni's lawyer wants to sell tickets to Blake Lively...
Testifying,
thank you.
First
that
off,
feels
this
weird.
Is a full year away, you guys.
Yeah.
This is a full year from now. And of course, who in the world... How is this news? Of course she was going to testify. Right?
Why are they going to trial?
Because she's dug her heels in.
So
we haven't
deep.
Asked Erica this. Where are you at on this? Are you team Justin or are you team Blake?
I think they're both being pretty dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this room, we started
it
one
kind
way.
Of feels like, not Robert. What is his name? Johnny and
Amber.
Oh,
Amber again.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like that where Justin is just trying to get his career back because Blake kind of ruined it.
Right. Yes.
But it's like, we get it. You can move on now.
I think everyone should move on.
This is a waste of money. This is a waste of time.
So you yeah. want it to just go away.
Yeah. Mm. Unless a dog poops on the bed, a quote unquote dog.
Yeah, that wasn't a dog. That was Amber.
That was not
Amber
a dog.
Pooped on
that
the
was
bed.
Amber.
I mean, did you see that unhinged woman? She's a bed pooper for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what bed poopers look like, right?
Sounds mm-hmm. like you do.
No, but I'm just saying, if you had to picture...
Amber Turd.
Oh my gosh. If you were...
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening. Speaking of people who have fallen from grace...
Oh my gosh.
I thought you were going to do speaking of bed poopers. And I was like, I'm
like
all in.
Kid.
News or Nope, this is my favorite episode of News or Nope of all time.
Well, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were on the list of everyone loved them, and then it turns out, maybe there's a little more behind
what?
There.
You have such a Schadenfreude thing, man. You've got people.
Oh no. Oh no, he has more.
Did somebody fall?
Taylor Swift's in the news.
No, what happened?
Oh
what
my
happened?
God,
what
this
happened?
Is his. This is your like.
I don't feel good.
Apparently, there's a woman who's trying to sue Taylor Swift because she claims a lot of Taylor Swift's songs are ripoffs of this woman's poetry that she's written. Here's the kicker. She's been trying to serve these papers to Taylor Swift, and she can't get to her.
Where's Taylor?
It's this weird celebrity privilege. I don't know what you call it, but it's like you can't just go up to Taylor and go, Taylor Swift, yes, here's your papers. You're
right.
served. So she's gone to her house and her bodyguards are like, oh, Taylor's not here. And she just has no way. So now this woman is trying to get the police involved.
You like, have to be able to serve Taylor. She's not above the law.
But,
no, but
I've never thought about this
her.
Before. Yeah. If you can't find, if you can't get to a celebrity, how would you sue them if you needed
yeah.
to? If you
also,
wanted to.
How do we think this is true?
Absolutely. Yep.
I have seen a TikTok kind of explaining more details.
So we believe this woman?
I don't know.
I will never.
It seems like, I mean, if you got nothing to hide, Taylor, be served, have your day in court, just like Justin and Blake are going to do,
oh,
waste
boy.
Everyone's time, and let's, I don't know,
oh
I've just
God.
Never thought about the celebrity angle before,
right,
like, how
right,
would you
yeah.
get to someone,
well,
and they could
like,
just get away with it.
That's like the one lady being sued when she was at a, she was on stage, why, Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, Olivia
and,
Wilde.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he had
that
her
was
served.
Messed
like,
up.
With
yeah.
Harry there and the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
No, Harry wasn't there, but she was on.
She was
on
presenting
stage
or something
about the movie.
Yeah, that's what
and
it was.
And somebody served her right there.
Yeah,
kind of love that.
You're so petty.
Well, no. First off, Ted Lasso,
amazing,
all time
yeah.
favorite
for sure,
thing.
For sure.
Whatever. Olivia and I'm not a fan of Harry because he's just, ugh. He's just like. I don't know.
Take it back.
No,
yeah.
I can't. And okay. I'm going to say, well, I got to circle back to Taylor real quick.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I've been calling her a plagiarist from the very beginning.
Really? Ooh.
And I think
Ooh.
She's so
Why?
Big and no one wants to upset the apple cart. What is the song that she does now? There's a 10-minute version of it.
All Too Well, and you're talking about the one lyric that maybe was from a Matt Nathanson song?
Not maybe. It's I Love Matt Nathanson. And
this was news back when I was in college.
But, then, but Matt won't sue her.
No, he did. They had a thing.
I don't think they
and they were able to prove that it was like subconscious.
There's I'll forget about you long enough to forget why I needed to. That's like, that's a very specific line. And she has it in that her song, and that is definitely...
And it was in a Matt Nathanson.
In a Matt Nathanson song.
What I've seen so far is it's a stretch.
How's that a stretch?
No, not for Matt. Not for Matt. From the lady. From the other girl. Yeah.
This one, she's looking for $25 million. That's also kind of a like,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, so if anybody's a season ticket holder to the Kansas City Chiefs, don't you think that's the way?
Oh.
You got to get her at a game.
Oh, my gosh. Like a hot dog vendor?
Yes.
Walking in the back?
Yes. Taylor's out there sucking down a corn dog.
Going for the glizzies.
Sucking down.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my favorite day of the week. It's when I get to watch Aaron panic. I saw Erica panic a little bit.
Like 5 minutes ago.
It's Feel Good Friday!
Woo! Yay!
Wow, guys.
Wait, wow. I'm trying to remember if there's a song we need to sing.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can just go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you hear this little cheery crap? Yeah, so it's time to feel good.
This one could make any animal lover shed a tear because there were two baby gorillas. Whose mom rejected them. They were in a zoo and their mom rejected them and just did not want.
Okay. It's feel good.
No, that part's coming.
What are you doing? Rejected gorillas.
We don't need the 100 men. We just need one mama gorilla. Like, and...
Oh, Aaron. No. Okay. This is going to get better.
I hope so.
So, you know, there were the sad rejected gorillas. And then.
What is happening?
A zookeeper steps in. And became a surrogate mother to them. By the way, the zookeeper is a man named Alan Toyne.
Okay.
And he started
nursing them.
Well, no, yeah, but like
I'm trying to figure out
them. There's photos of them like clinging to his back, like they do with moms, and he's walking around on all fours.
Did he dress like a gorilla, or did he?
No,
just,
he's just in like a zookeeper outfit.
Okay.
But yeah, for 7 months.
So he's their surrogate mom.
Surrogate mothering them.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. Oh.
But your story started
kinda
out.
Feels like this didn't feel very
super,
good.
Felt mediocre.
Dark. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
I'd love to hear someone else's.
Maybe work on it for next week. Yep, like, yep. Maybe just be taking the notes. Whole thing. Yep. Be...
I'll go. In an effort to be as feel good and get all the negativity out, my story. Is out of Iowa, which I know you hate, but it's out of Iowa, and it involves deer.
Okay, this was one of the stories I picked.
Okay.
But I have to say, I picked it because it made me feel good, and I know it made T-Hack feel, like, angry, which made me feel even better.
His hatred, if you don't know this already, his hatred of deer.
It's off the charts.
Could someday we go back and unpack? Not right now.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. It's just legendary.
Right.
Like, he would just mow them down in a rain of gunfire if he could.
If he could. Okay.
Just he hates them.
He didn't do that.
No.
Go out of my way to hit him with the car.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a family. They were in the Dubuque area where I was actually born.
Oh.
And they were celebrating their son's 13-year-old birthday. They were driving home and they ended up spotting not one, which is rare enough, but two albino deer just standing next to each other. So on this kid's birthday, they got to see it. It's just crazy. It has a personal for me because my family is from a town called St. Ansgar, Iowa, and they had an albino deer. And so in the town square, there's like 900 people that live there. The albino deer is stuffed in like the city square. You can go see. So I grew up like visiting the albino deer.
Now you're kind of adjacent to the
so I'm saying
to Erica
to the rejected mother.
Yes, this is not great.
So, but they were able to see the. They said the odds are 1 in 400 million that you would see two albino deer.
Wow.
And of course, the happiest part of all of it is that albino deer live a lot less long than regular deer because they're. Predators can see them pretty easy.
So what you're telling us is that these deer are going to die.
Probably dead right now.
Yeah.
I would like to go.
Oh, okay.
My Feel Good Friday story is someone listening to me talk right now might be getting a brand new house in Winter Park. There is a $2.4 million mountain retreat waiting to be won.
This does feel good.
Especially with this music behind it.
Mm-hmm. But here's the problem, Feel Good Fridayers. If you don't buy your tickets by midnight tonight, you're not going to win the house.
Nope. This is
okay.
it.
Okay.
Now, the house comes with some cool stuff. It's fully furnished, fully landscaped. You get $760,000 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes. It's got two primary suites, two living rooms, blah, blah, blah. But here's what it doesn't have.
What?
Albino deer.
Even better.
Or rejected gorillas.
Yep.
I'm pushing the Mighty Millions people to add those to next year's prizes.
Where could I buy a ticket?
You buy your tickets right now by midnight.
Yep.
Okay.
At MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I need to talk to you all because...
Oh, geez. Wow. What?
No, everything's okay. I just had a realization that I am getting old. And...
Am I allowed to ask how old you are? Do you want to answer?
Absolutely. Okay. I don't care. I'm 32, freshly. Very newly 32. So yeah, there are two people in this room, I believe, who are older than me. But you know that moment... Like, you all have had that moment. You've all had that moment where you're sitting there, you're having a conversation with someone, or you're like contemplating something, or your knees crack, whatever it is. And you go, oh my gosh, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
My fiance and I had that moment the last few days because we have been talking, researching, and like extensively discussing the purchasing of a lawnmower.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Good. And really, oh, by extensive research and talking, it's him talking to me about it. And I don't know what's going on.
But I still have some spreadsheets I can share them with you.
Send them over to
this
him.
This is so weird because I
you're remembering.
No, that is exactly when I knew I was. But like, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you're old. Because do you want to talk about it?
Do I want to talk about
the
what?
The lawnmower.
It feels necessary. It feels like a requirement because our lawn.
You're fine. Okay. You're not old.
It's not because I'm excited by
it. He is. He's old.
Oh, yeah. Like, while we've been sitting here, he texted me today. Hey, there's this deal at Home Depot. Yep. We could get a leaf blower and a weed whacker. All the same brand. The batteries all work together. Like, he's going on and on. And I'm like, I don't care.
Is there a chance that you could maybe go home now early? You can have the rest of the day off and maybe he could come in? Because Tiak and I would love to sit here.
They have talked so much about lawnmowers.
Really?
Or lawn care in general, Aaron. Oh, say we don't pigeonhole us into just mowers. Yeah.
Do the words weed and feed kind of get you going? We had a weed and feed earlier this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Had to keep the dog off the weed and feed.
I'm very excited, yeah.
This is.
I recommend the Ego. The battery is pretty good.
The Ego's amazing. Yeah. I've got an Ego.
I highly recommend Slacker giving you his old one.
Gave him his Ego mower.
The best
you
way to go.
You don't have another old one to give
me? No, but if Costco or somebody has them in, you might get one.
Hold
off
on.
Of me.
You're behind me, so you would get my old one. I would get Slacker.
I don't have a yard yet, but you're behind me.
What if Aaron needs a lawnmower?
I don't.
You don't want. No, but that is definitely a moment when you realize. Like,
this is important to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how we're spending our money on this, like how much are we going to...
Go big. Go big. You won't regret it.
Well, we don't own our home yet, so we're going to go bigger once we own a home with a bigger yard.
That makes sense.
But we got to upkeep the rental
This is
yard.
Really strange you're bringing this up because I mowed yesterday. When I was mowing, I was like, I wonder if Erica and her fiance, I wonder if the place they rent mows their yard or if they're going to...
Thinking about us mowing our yard.
I was like, because you got a yard. And I'm like, oh my God, I wonder who mows that. When you rent, do you have to mow your own grass?
Depends.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
This all sounds like a euphemism.
It does. Well, but congratulations. You're not old. You don't care. Like, you're doing it. Your fiance is old, but you're not.
Yeah. Like, he could
chill. He's texting about it. He's old as hell.
Thinking about it constantly.
Yes. No, that he's the old one.
Yeah. And he is 6 months older than me. Right. So
here's when I realized I was old. And it has to do with concerts.
Mm.
I remember going to concerts, picking the perfect t-shirt that was baggy enough that you couldn't tell I had dumped bottles of Jack Daniel into a Ziploc bag and duct taped them all around my body. Cause like,
oh yeah. Wow.
And then you've just got mixers on your calves and you've got booze taped to your body. Mm-hmm. And then you're hoping there's not a pat down at security.
Right. Cause then they're gonna be like, what's this jiggly?
Right. Well, it's like, right. You just kind of go, brah, brah, I'm fat or whatever.
Right.
And then
that's how it goes.
Right. Then you're heading to a concert. You've taped no bags of booze to your body. You've got bottles of water. You've got your Nalgene bottle so you can refill it in the concert. You've got a fanny pack on with Band-Aids in there and
Tums
and eye drops.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of weed smell in the air, yep. And you want to keep your eyes clear. That's the moment when you're like, what the hell happened to me? I should have drugs taped to my body.
Oh, my God.
But instead, I have Visine.
I'm with Aaron on the Tums.
Yeah. You bring Tums to
it? I've got Tums on me all the time and Pepto.
That's good to know. I bring them on vacations.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room is old.
The food is spicy. What do you want from us?
If you've become old out of nowhere, we want to know that moment when you realized that it happened to you. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
Mine is also with concerts. I am the youngest in the room, not by much, but I realized I started getting old when I left them early.
Because you didn't want to deal with traffic.
You infuriate me so much. You don't stay for the hit.
I don't.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They're too loud, too.
I wear earplugs to all of my concerts.
No,
they're on my key rings. I have them on me all the time. Gotta protect your hearing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You ever mix up the Tums and the earplugs?
Hack, what's wrong with you? When did you know?
Everything. I am addicted to the weather app. I always know forecast.
You are so old when it comes to that.
I judge my neighbor's lawn. Not only do I take care of my own, I judge the neighbors if they're not keeping up. But the moment that I really knew was the first time, or not the. I was picking up my kid from school, my son. And we were walking out, and the teacher came out and kind of like yelled at us. He had forgotten something. And she goes, "Mr. Hack, Mr. Hack." And we just kept walking.
Because that's not you.
Who's Mr. Hack?
Who's that? And Mr. Hack. And then Leo was finally like,
Dad.
Like, they're,
that's you.
And I turn around, I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, and then I'm like, oh, you're talking to me? Mr.
Mr. Hack.
When somebody calls you sir,
yeah,
it's not good.
They're like, oh, yeah, I guess I am your dad. Yeah. I guess I'm the, yeah. That was it.
I just remembered another one now that you brought up school. Please, can I get through the whole thing before you start judging me?
Unlikely, but sure.
So at my daughter's high school, a scantily clad 18-year-old, right? Midriff showing, boobs pushed together,
mm-hmm.
like the whole, they're mm-hmm. supposed, that should elicit a response.
Eyes.
In a male, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying. Okay. And all I can think of is she better cover up.
Oh my gosh, you're old.
You stop. They seem so young and you're like, what are you doing? No, cover up.
Where's her father?
The same with The Little Mermaid for me. When I stopped agreeing with Ariel and instead I was like, why are you giving up your voice for a boy, you dummy?
That's the moment you're old.
Yeah.
When you stop. Yep. Identifying with the main character.
Well,
all right.
Anyone got any Toms in the room?
I got you.
All right. Well, if you feel old, tell us the moment it happened to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about how we are getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to out her. I'm going to out her right now. You know how you were saying you had a spreadsheet for your mower?
Mm-hmm.
Her fiance heard us talking about it, mm-hmm. and just texted. And what did he text, Erica?
That he also had a spreadsheet for this, but he didn't tell me about it. Which is like even older of him to be like,
ancient.
Erica doesn't want to know. No. Yeah. So
my
I'm going to keep it to myself.
My wife can't find out about my spreadsheets.
Yeah. Yeah, so how did you know you were getting old? Caitlin?
Yay.
How'd you find out you were old?
So I found out I started feeling really old when I started enjoying cleaning, because I've always been one of those people who hates cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. You used to be a young person.
Right.
And now.
Right.
Is it cleaning? Because I don't get excited about cleaning.
Okay.
But organizing. That's different.
Okay.
It's the cleaning anywhere. Well, so I'm to the point with my cleaning now where I'm like, oh, hey, I have time. I can organize now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I bought a Brother labeler and just went.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Because now you can just start putting labels on stuff.
Wait, my fiance is really old then. He's like started getting like racks for totes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
You're calling me out. I went out and bought myself a little labeler so I could label all of the drawers in my house.
That's a good move.
Having your drawers labeled. I do not knock it. Because then when somebody comes over and says, where is that? It's like, just look. It's labeled.
On the exterior?
Not like that.
Okay.
So your fiance is searching the internet for racks, and he's like, it's not what you think. I swear,
like,
I'm just old.
Like, it's bin racks. Yeah.
Chris?
Yay.
How'd you know you were old?
This happened just a couple of weeks ago, actually. So my oldest is graduating high school.
Oh.
Next week. And a couple weeks ago, we went to go tour a technical college.
Oof.
And we walked out as a college enrollee.
Yeah. When you start realizing your kids aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. They're getting.
Well, and then on top of everything, next year, my daughter graduates high school. My son graduates college.
Yeah. Just give it up. Start making spreadsheets.
Oh, my gosh.
Rhonda.
Yay.
How'd you know you're old?
It's also about a concert.
Okay.
My dad and I are both huge Santana fans.
Oh, boy.
And
Santana?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're already there. You're already at
home. Thanks for the call.
I go to all his concerts every year he's here.
Yeah.
But anyway, as adults, all the adults in the family, which included one of my sisters, my brother, his pregnant wife at the time, and my parents, went to a Santana concert at Fiddler's Green when it was Fiddler's Green.
Mm-hmm.
And during the concert, of course, everything is blowing. And I look down, my husband looks down and looks at the edge of the aisle where my mom was sitting. She always liked the end seat so she could go potty.
What?
And my mom is passing joints from behind her to the aisle in front of her.
Okay.
So I nudged my dad to point at my mom, and my dad leans forward, leans back and says, I can't believe she's not taking a hit off of that.
She just passed it.
She's not Bogarting.
My mom was 65 years old. Okay. So I'm like, what?
Okay.
So I never got the straight story.
Yeah, no. I don't think we got it either.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Eve?
Yay.
How did you know you were old? I'm aging as this goes on.
I went hiking on a trip with my son and I fell. And so when they did x-rays, they told me I have osteoporosis in my knees. I just turned 30 this year.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Sometimes the song is just ending, and then we don't know what we're going to talk about. And then Erica goes, I have a thing.
Does this need medical advice?
And so I'm looking up penicillin alternatives.
She's allergic. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's allergic.
Thank goodness. Wow, you know something about me.
I know a lot about you. You have a thing.
I have a thing.
What is your thing?
Well, we were looking at this thing.
Oh, boy.
Does it look infected now? No. We were starting to talk about what advice women would give to girls younger than them. You're not a girl.
No, but okay.
Nor a woman, from my understanding.
I will say, I am probably more feminine than most men, you know.
Yeah, no Don't one's you? Fighting you on that.
I'm not.
No.
I'm at least 30% estrogen. We've had it tested. The Slacker Research Department, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've tested me.
It's their least favorite day of work, but they brave through it.
Okay, I don't. But I still think I can answer what advice I would give to young women. I have a daughter.
Fantastic. What would that advice be? I'm actually very curious now that you say that.
What advice would I give? Well, it's that feels really weird because she's 14 and listening.
That's kind of like the pivotal age, in my opinion. 14. Like that is the middle school, freshman year of high school. That's the worst.
I would say things that you guys don't like, probably. Erica and Aaron, you wouldn't like what I.
TX gonna love it though.
No, I would tell her.
Say it.
No, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I would tell her to not automatically trust other women.
Ooh, that's such a bad precedent though.
But it's so especially in this business, you two as women, if a woman gets high up in this business, and it's a real statistic in any business, more often than not, they clawed their way up. And then for some reason, they don't put a hand down and help other women up. They're like, I'm here. And you're like,
yeah,
women are mean sometimes to fellow women.
Do you know why that happens?
Why?
Because we're fighting against the whole world.
So that's why I would tell her.
So you would tell her.
Why wouldn't you help though? That's not that doesn't explain.
No, I know. I don't agree with
it. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but my daughter is just so trusting. So I would
get that, and that is such a beautiful trait because I have that as well.
Yes,
but you have to have boundaries. You do.
So then I'm right to tell her.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I don't think that's
right, but it sucks.
Yeah. I know it sucks, but when you said that, it was the first thing that sprang to my mind. I don't know what else I would tell her. I think whatever you're gonna tell a person younger than you, you just want to try to get them to not get hurt in the way you've seen. You know what I mean?
My thing is actually the opposite.
Oh,
really?
I was gonna when I first read this question, I was like, "Well, don't date the stupid guys." But really,
do you think
you have to date the stupid guys?
Yeah,
you have to go through the stuff that you're like, "What was I thinking?"
What guys are left if you don't date the stupid?
Very few of them.
So you wouldn't try to save a young woman heartache.
What do they call it on TikTok? I asked you.
Canon event.
It's a canon event.
It's a canon event. Yeah. You have to get cheated on. You have to have really bad situationships.
You don't have to get cheated on.
Okay.
I mean, no, I know everyone does. But
not everyone. You, two out of two in the room.
Everyone's been cheated on.
Oh, four out of four in the room?
Four out of four.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, if I could take it back, it's problematic for me at this point. And I know it's problematic for Aaron.
Yeah.
Then
you are if it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Would you have the standards that you have now if it didn't happen?
I would have higher standards.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
I think Erin seeks out the wrong people.
Yeah.
Because she just...
Be careful, she's in a relationship.
No, I'm not saying this one. Wrong. I'm not saying this one, but I'm just saying...
In the past.
And then also, she's like me, she's a tracker.
What is a tracker?
If you've been cheated on, then when your sig other's like, I got a flat tire, it's like, let's see the receipt from Big O.
Yeah.
See that you went and got it fixed.
This is why you had problem that I mentioned I have location of my fiance.
Yeah, when you said you're tracking him, I'm like, that's a little weird.
Safety.
It's not safety. That's tracking.
I did notice when he turned off his location and a couple months later a ring showed up.
Erica.
Yeah.
Okay. I would tell. No, you're not. So I would say trust more. I don't
trust more men.
Don't trust women. Trust more
trust men.
No. I was gonna say you should just trust people, but then I'm negating what I just said in my original.
In a healthy way. Don't give it all right away.
Yeah.
Right.
Just what if you trust the process?
Yeah.
But really, I really think my horrible relationships helped me find
you
the
who
one.
You are.
Yeah.
Made me have good standards to find and wait. I was 30 when we met.
Okay.
So the bad relationships forced me to wait for an actually good relationship.
But one of the things that was said in the story that we started this whole thing, sure, was you don't need to, like, I would tell a younger woman, you don't need to be in a relationship. Like, you
well, you don't need to, but you need to have like one.
But like, don't be in a hurry for that.
Yeah.
Cause then you end up.
Well, because it's the, you don't have to rely on others for your, like, satisfaction, your gratification, right, your, what's the other word? What is, like, appreciation?
Happiness?
Like, I don't know. Sure.
Don't really. I don't know. What are those things?
Do you, what would you, do, you have a daughter?
Yeah, what would you tell your daughter? Yeah.
Do you have anything? So I don't know if Aaron and Erica are going to like mine either, no, but I'll take a risk. So I've just been noticing, and I think it's well-intentioned as a society, but it grinds my gears. However, we've changed it. Like, you don't have to be beautiful. Like, being smart is beautiful. Being athletic is beautiful. Like, all these things are being beautiful. No, it's not. Being smart is being smart. And that's great. You don't have to be beautiful. Why do we try to make everything else as, like, you could be this and that's beautiful? It's like, no, just be that. And why do we put any emphasis on beauty at all? Let's just, that's not important.
It seems like
we're
still attaching beauty to these other subjects.
Like, success.
I want my daughter to be smart, funny, independent. And are those things beautiful?
Wait.
I don't know. It's not beauty.
Internally.
Yes, but it's
she's going to be incredibly beautiful, like, because of who she is.
Right.
And because she's real cute.
Be great. But
thank you.
But physical beauty doesn't mean anything.
Right. We keep trying to, like, force this square peg into this, and that's also beautiful, and this is beautiful, and beauty shouldn't be that important. I think, haven't we moved past that where we can just value other characteristics? That would be my advice.
No,
I actually love that.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
Did you say yours?
Now tell me
then?
I'm pretty.
Is yours date the bad guys?
Yeah, it was going to be don't date the bad guys, but it's like, it is date the bad guys. Date the guys who make you go, that was embarrassing. I'm never doing that again.
You're telling me.
T-Hack knows one of them.
I do. Yeah.
He does a great impression.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Panic attack is coming for anybody who hasn't bought a Mother's Day present yet.
Ooh. I haven't. Oh. And
you.
My mom is visiting my brother and his kids this weekend. So
is this your justification for why you haven't bought your mom a present?
Also, I just moved and I've been extreme. It doesn't matter. There is no
Mother's Day
for
has
not,
been on the calendar for 360.
You're right.
Where's your mom at and where's your brother at?
My mom is in Phoenix.
Okay.
Scottsdale. And my brother lives in the Bay Area.
Gotcha.
So
sorry.
Do you, this is a crazy question because not very many people know this kind of information, but do you have your brother's address?
Okay, but she's no, you didn't answer the question. On Sunday. Yes, I have my brother's address.
So you could have sent something to that address for your mother and she comes back on Sunday. So there could be a package. There's another crazy question. Do you have your mom's address? So you have that too. So either location, a package could be waiting for her if you.
It's too late now.
Obviously, but you're like, when busted on not buying your mom something, you went with, when I was busy and she's traveling. And it's like, what? That's not a reason.
It was the reason that it got delayed. And then today I looked at the calendar and was like, what do I do?
Amazon Prime. You can get something there. Fire it in there.
It feels so impersonal.
Yeah.
And I know what's more impersonal?
Nothing.
Yes. That says, I don't care.
I'm seeing her in 2 weeks. Would it be better? She's coming here. Would it be better to give her a gift in 2 weeks when I see her?
I think that's okay. If it were 3 weeks, no. But I think 2's okay.
You sycophant.
Aaron's laying down the law.
Here's the other thing I just found out. Apparently, you're supposed to give something to anybody you know who's a mother.
Well,
not anybody, but anybody that you're close to. So the mom of your kids, she gets something.
We discussed that.
Yep. Right. Your mom gets that.
I was saying my two sisters are both now moms and my sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And my stepsister.
Oh, wait.
I crumb up.
So sisters, you are blowing off 7 moms.
Wait. Wait.
It should
wait.
Be close family, close friends, like immediate family. And
no, but so many of my close friends are moms.
Yeah.
I can't spend like $500 on Mother's Day.
You have to spend, can't you just send them a card?
Yeah. Oh. Just anything saying, I see you. You're doing a great job. Okay. Get after it, Mom.
Can I have
feel like
a quick,
Aaron's scolding me.
I just need about 10 seconds with T-Hack.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Father's Day. This is a month after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all your buddies reach out and give you something because you're a dad too, right? They're like, yeah, man. All the boys that you know that you're tight with, they all hit you up on Father's Day.
No.
0%.
Never. No.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Being a dad is easier than being a mom.
303-222-5423.
Really?
That was Erica. Oh, really? Yeah. This is the first time Aaron's like, hold up.
Mentally, yes. There are exceptions to the rule, and I think T-Hack is probably an exception to the rule.
But I'm not. You're...
It's harder because your kids are older, so I don't know.
I just want you to know what she just did, T-Hack.
Yeah.
She thought we were going to form an alliance, she picked you up.
No, she picked you up. It worked. I'm torn now. Yeah, I don't like Erica. She's saying nice things.
You don't like Erica now. No, you don't.
I got to do. That was very
so
nice.
So being a mom is harder. Great.
Also, I've not had a child.
That
so.
First thing is real. That's the hard part.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, we have to deal with you.
You are digging yourself.
I am not. No, I'm fine.
Down.
I'm like,
I think being a mom is harder. But also there are aspects that it's harder to be a father. I think, like, obviously, generally speaking, like, we have to be, like, the mean ones more often, you know? Of, like, wait till your father gets home.
Yep.
You just get home from work and you're like, what's going on now? I got to be angry at this kid.
Who needs
like,
a spanking?
Who's literally done nothing to me. You got beef ball with the kid. Why don't you handle it?
Well, and I think that is the way to do it because otherwise you're delaying what they're in trouble for. They're not going to understand. What
The other thing I want to say, because I used to get in this fight with my ex. Yes, you have maternal instinct and you the hormones and the whole thing. And like there's physical aspects to being a mom that we don't go through.
Yeah.
But you guys, if you're a man like T-Hack.
Sure.
Or myself, and I know you don't want to believe this about me. I went through physiological and mental changes like you cannot because I take my job very seriously I have to provide for them.
Do you feel like you guys had hormonal changes when you had your first child?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. And I think.
Oh, God. Buddy,
how far down do I want to go?
Jump in. The water's
so
warm.
Women, you said they have that maternal instinct. I don't know that guys do. Definitely not to the extent. And so it's more of a conscious decision. It's something I have to work at to be a good father. Not to say women don't. Okay.
Oh my God.
Texters, I know what you're going to say. That's not what I'm trying to say. But like women have that gear that kicks in.
Yes.
And then you're standing there holding the baby as a dad and you're like, come on, gear. Come
kick
on.
In.
Kick in. Kick in.
But it didn't kick in that like, holy F. I have like
that's the one that kicks in. It's like it's almost like I got to get out of here and go make some money.
Yes.
Oh.
Like I don't. What am I doing holding the baby for?
I have lived my whole life doing whatever I want. Like I'm in a band. I can sleep on people's couches. It doesn't matter. Like I slept in a rehearsal space in LA for 6 months. I didn't have a physical address for 10 years.
And what?
Because I was just on a tour bus, okay. So I would just like
and no one needed anything from me.
No one needed anything. And then like. I have to keep this thing alive. And like,
mm-hmm. And so you go into provider mode.
Yes.
Not
if you're a good dad.
And the nurturing is the icing on the cake if you're like a great dad.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I've learned a lot.
So suck it, Erica.
No, I don't think we proved
Father's
wrong.
Day is coming up.
You guys are getting cards or something.
Well, she's going to have to figure out
Aaron.
My address.
I have yours.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a wedding dilemma. Ooh. And you know what? We should really probably just make this a recurring thing.
Theme song. Wait, Wednesday wedding woes.
Oh my gosh. Should I save this for Wednesday?
Yes.
Then?
No. Wednesday. Okay. So, Erica's new to the show. And I just want to say, when we were interviewing her, she just had a boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
And then they got engaged. And while I thought, yay, we're going to have some stuff to talk about occasionally, looks like that's all we're going to talk about. It's just going to be,
no.
We're going to plan your wedding.
She wants your help. You've planned a couple.
Oh, you're right.
And I would like, actually, T-Hack and Aaron's help. Slacker, you... You like to tell me every time I talk about my wedding that it's only my first.
Yeah, because it is.
And my only.
Wait, sure. I thought that too.
See, is why I would like
each time
T-Hack and Aaron's help.
How can you think it was your
first? No, I thought it was going to be forever time. Each time I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not doing this again.
You made it pretty close the second time.
I mean, we made it a ways.
Yeah.
It was crappy way before, but.
Hey,
I'm just saying. Okay. No, it's great. I'm so happy for you.
Okay, great. So I am curious. Has anyone in the room officiated a wedding?
No, but my brother-in-law has a couple of times.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I have.
A couple. I was actually expecting T-Hack to say yes.
No, I got one of my buddies officiated a wedding, and he told me, because I was at the wedding, he said, yeah, they said it was either you or me, and then they picked me. So, and I was kind of honored. I'm like, oh,
but they even thought of me? Because,
yeah.
They didn't pick
well,
you.
Well, Slacker made sure to tell me, like, oh, well, they didn't pick you. Like, oh, that's right.
I do remember saying that to you.
Like, yeah, I guess I didn't, yeah.
Would you have wanted them to say, we were considering you, but... He got like that. Seems like such a.
I thought I was an honor. Like I didn't even know
to have
I was
been considered.
Yeah, yeah.
To officiate, yeah. It's not like they considered him to be an usher.
Yeah.
Like don't tell him that.
No. I sent in my tape and they just didn't like it. I don't know.
I don't. So are you thinking about having a lay person do it and not a clergyman?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're using words that I do not know.
A church going feller, as opposed to just. Are you asking me to officiate? Is that what this is? Because as a public orator,
yeah. No.
Can I be runner up again?
Wait, can I say something really mean?
Yeah.
I would probably have T-Hack do it before you.
Oh.
Because he believes in love.
Mm. I believe in love.
Everlasting love.
We need a.
I can sell it though. I could sell it. How about this? Just how about.
Do you guys want to audition?
Yes.
Oh.
We each.
Okay.
We come in with our.
I'm included in this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
She didn't mention you in the list of
I'm putting my name in the hat.
Okay. You're all in the hat.
But okay, we got to put some parameters
on
it.
Okay. Yeah. What's it pay? First
no,
off.
I meant.
It pays joy.
Like, what would you be looking for in an audition?
Well, what I'm looking for in my wedding.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure.
Someone who can speak well about both my fiance and I can speak about our relationship history. So far, the three of you are a little bit out.
Yeah, but we
didn't figure it out.
So you're thinking about having a friend do it?
Well, actually, my question was, I'm thinking about having my brother-in-law do it.
Ooh.
But is that offensive to my brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Would your brother be a groomsman, though? Because that's that's what I thought of having a friend.
Would he be an usher?
He wouldn't be an usher.
Okay.
So my whole plan is, and if you're my family, turn this off. I want everyone to walk down the aisle, like all my siblings, all the kids, everything. Like be involved, but like my brother wouldn't necessarily be a groomsman.
So they just all just proceed in.
Yeah, I'd like them to have a moment. But do you think it's offensive to my brother if we're like, hey, we pick?
Yeah. No, you're
because especially if you're
my
other
brother-in-law
sibling.
Knows my fiance better.
Okay.
No, just hire me. Let me do it.
You know, it's my fiance said you were going to do this.
He did.
He said, Slacker's going to try to convince you that
he should
do
be
it.
Me.
303. Why? Why should it be you?
Because I'm me.
Because that's not a good reason.
No, that's a horrible reason.
This voice, you want this voice to be the one who welds.
You're going
to
be standing up there with Erica and her fiance. And you're going to talk about yourself.
A little.
Oh.
Aaron. No one wants that.
Yes, they do.
You didn't even want it called the Slacker Show, and here we are.
Also Slacker.
Oh, my God. What is happening? Okay.
No one in my life knows you.
This is their way to get to know me. I'll go up. I'll do a few minutes. I'll warm the crowd up.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And then our
Don't
real officiant.
Nod to this Mr. Competition.
I'll open for you. I'll
there
I'll
we go. There we go. And Aaron opens for you.
Wait. No.
It's the only way we're coming to your stupid wedding.
That's so mean. I will be there.
My gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've held off. I've tried to hold it in. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can do it. What the hell is wrong with Aaron?
Nothing.
Thank
Nothing.
You.
I
Thank
support
you so
her.
Much.
Are you aware of what is present in front
he
of her
is
at
aware
this moment?
He does support.
Because he's like, get me some.
Yeah. He's named a different flavor.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I'm very familiar with what.
For you to be naming a different flavor. Game.
He's like, oh, I recognize that immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. For those of you listening, I mean, there's no real way to.
No.
Erin's got a sheet cake in front of her and she's just getting out
into
it.
Town.
A sheet cake and a fork.
A mini sheet cake.
Okay, that is.
But like,
yeah,
not
a
knife in it.
Pancake? Okay. Wait.
Not a pancake.
No, it's not a pancake.
Did you really just go there?
No, I was trying to say, like,
as you're sounding it out. You're like, wait, I'm going to sound
it's
real
a small
stupid.
Sheet cake.
Yes, okay. I think that's what she said, mini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron,
from Trader Joe's, it's gluten-free.
You
it's a
talk
yellow
about?
Cake with a chocolate frosting.
Mm.
But who?
Mm. What's wrong with this? I don't see any problem.
Who gets...
It looks great. Yeah.
The only problem is there's only one. It should be four.
Please help yourself. grab a fork,
oh
dig
my
in.
Gosh.
It's like a personal cake, I say.
You're with me, Erica, right?
Like, I am unfortunately with you, and I rarely disagree with Aaron. I'm just not sure that I understand why.
Why not? Like, I bought myself some flowers from there, too.
Oh, I love
just,
that.
Yeah, because it's peony that. Season, so.
Big flower girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including the flour. Oh, wait. No, it's gluten-free.
But
never
you're
mind.
Just...
It's the eating it at work.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of a pan. Yeah. Like, not getting a knife. I just don't... I never...
I eat mine in shame. You're right. That is the difference.
Why would I dirty up a plate? I'm just going to dig into it.
Do you intend to finish that by the end of the show?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right. That would be bad.
Okay, but do you understand... Okay, from my perspective, you've got a whole cake...
Mini?
And you're eating it in the a wild, like, why, then why the fork? Like, if you're going,
I'm not
then
a heathen.
What are you just going to put it to her face?
Would that be that far of a stretch from what she's doing right now?
It would be
no,
not
it wouldn't.
Aaron.
No,
this when is would the weird... I just dig in with my hands?
How long have I known you?
A while.
And have I ever seen you do this before? What is going on? This seems,
I wanted a little treat.
This seems
okay.
like a cry for help.
Little
though.
Might be a bit of an understatement.
Don't you think we need to talk about it?
Yeah, like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Then I don't want to. Like,
yeah, she's
body
fine.
Shame
I don't
her.
Know what's wrong.
I just wanted a cake.
Yeah, I should all be jealous. That's how I feel.
No, I am like a little jealous, and I'm also just concerned by the presence of it at work.
Yeah, it's just
right.
There's something. It's like if I stop by Dairy Queen because I'm going to treat myself, that makes sense, right?
Okay.
I'm going to grab a peanut butter parfait, yay. But then it was like, hey guys, I'm stopping at Dairy Queen. And then I come in, but I have a whole ice cream cake.
Oh, he's saying that he's better than you because he offers.
Mm. No, I wasn't saying that. I wasn't saying that.
I should have gotten T-Hack the lemon cake. I should have gotten you a chocolate.
No, I told.
Very familiar with the lemon cake.
How many flavors of this mini sheet cake at Trader Joe's is there?
I feel like there's a lot. There's a chantilly.
I've never seen this in my life.
Oh, you're missing out.
And I like TJ's.
Okay. I just don't. Okay. But there's nothing you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to do it for you.
Okay.
You're melting down today and you don't want to talk about it.
Okay. There was one incident.
Oh, no.
No.
She's melting down.
Well, that's why I wanted to treat myself. It's kind of ironic because I treated myself cake.
This is exactly why I want to talk about this. If I know we have a lot of diabetic listeners, hey, welcome. Come
Shout
on
out.
In. Erin is your poster child. She's met the president because of her diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Obama.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Invited to the White House.
Do you lead with that in fun facts when someone asks you for a fun fact? Okay, good.
So she texts me today because engineers are working on cameras in the building. So we're going to have better videos for you on our socials very soon, we hope. And I'm like, hey, how are things going? And then it's just this tirade of profanity. She, go ahead. What'd you do?
Well, okay. So I'm on, I have a continuous glucose monitor and an insulin pump. The CGM is controlled by my phone. Great. I don't forget that ever. The insulin pump is controlled by this separate device.
So she looks like a drug
dealer. Like it looks like you have a burner phone.
Yeah. And it's often that I forget that one.
So she drove all the way to work.
I made it here and realized I had forgotten my insulin pump at home.
So she had
What does this have to do with the fact that we're going to have better videos soon?
She was coming in to help work on the cameras.
Oh, yeah.
She got here.
Oh my gosh.
And had to turn around and go back and get her
and
insulin.
And that's why I was like, I'm going to TJ's and I'm treating myself.
Do you realize?
I had my pump then.
Wait. Stupid.
What? No, I'm getting nervous because at least she has like an excuse. I've just gotten the cake because I wanted the cake.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, did you want to say something?
You know, sometimes people have to eat.
Yeah, no, I get it. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Who here is the most delinquent? Were you like juvenile delinquent? Did any of you guys skip school, do things like that?
Yeah.
You did?
Like just a handful of times. The worst one, I went to a private Catholic high school and we skipped on Ash Wednesday. So we like came back after math. Everyone was like, where's the cross?
Oh, you got busted.
That's bad, yeah.
We didn't get in trouble though.
You didn't?
No.
Well, here's I'm making this longer than it needs to be basically. Like, you know what senior ditch day is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I did that.
Yeah, yeah. Same. That's like,
that's a given.
That's like not even skipping school.
Senior skip day is what we had, the alliteration. So I don't.
We were
a private school, so we were a little.
Deac, senior ditch day is also an alliteration.
Ditch day, get it?
Or senior skip.
Senior
or
skip.
Ditch day. Yeah.
Oh, so you'd rather do the senior alliteration?
Yeah, because it's for seniors, right?
Oh, okay.
Right, that's the more important part.
Every school does that?
Yeah.
That's just, okay.
Okay, so here, this is the dumbest question I've ever posed on the show. I just want everyone
probably
to know
not.
That. I don't know what to do about senior skip day. Do I call him out or not? I know that sounds stupid, but like, hear me out.
Is there any chance if you didn't call him out, he couldn't walk at graduation?
I don't know. So that's my,
one unexcused absence.
He's at a private Catholic school as well.
Most of the time you get like three though, before you have detention.
I don't want him to have any, if it's going to affect him in any way. Like the point for me is, should I let him have the street cred of having an unexcused absence? Yes. That's really the answer.
I don't think my parents called me out and I was terrified of ever getting in trouble. Like I was not cool.
We had walkouts and sit-outs every single year.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, because you guys fired Dave Logan.
Yeah, there we go. Dave Logan, our like principal, our dean, everyone. We were sitting outside for everyone.
Okay, so then don't.
And those were unexcused and whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it counts as skipping if you just call him out. Then he's excused. That's not a skip. Or a ditch or whatever.
But he's such a good kid that he doesn't have any blemishes on his record, period.
Fantastic.
None. I don't think in his entire high school career.
He's already been accepted to Creighton. He's going. You're fine. He can ditch.
I know, but like then his transcript will just have
It's not going to have one excuse thing. He's already been accepted, and that's not going to show up anyways.
What does a transcript do
I don't
after
know.
He's at college?
Yeah.
Nothing.
So just don't.
Let him ditch. Bring him here. We'll take him.
Well, he probably wants to hang out with his friends.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I was going to say we could like take him around and...
All right. So I'm getting Noah street cred and should I let him steal a car that day? What do you do that day? Like
I think I just stayed home.
Because I'm afraid the other thing that's going to happen is he's going to go... I want to point this out. My son is nothing like me. He does not want to drink.
Okay.
At all. Like he doesn't drink. So what do you do that day?
Wait. I am remembering our senior ditch day was like the Monday after prom.
Oh.
So we just like stayed home. We were recovering.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we went to the beach.
Yeah, we went to the park.
Beach and park.
not as fun as the beach, but
All right, so I'm not going to call him in, and I'm going to buy his friends a bunch of weed and a bunch of drugs and hookers.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.